Hello.
I'm in my new bathroom. Wow. The bath is in, and it's connected, which means I can have a fucking bath. Hooray. There's no. We're gonna have tiles on the floor. Bloody hell. I've been assured that they aren't tiles that I can slip on, because I don't particularly like tiles, but they are, quote, easy to clean, so that's why we're having them, end quote. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I came here to record something. Why did I... No, it wasn't just the bathroom. I wouldn't have started the recording just for the bathroom. Oh, yes. I can't live without the internet, and this is part of the internet, but I'm just going to explain basically what I'm about to do. I'm going to count, I'm a very boring person, so I'm going to count the pages I've read today in His Dark Materials, and then upload that information, even though it's just a simple book title and number, to a site called Datum, Daytum.com. It's a very good site, especially for autistic folk like me who like data and they like graphs and that kind of boring shit. But anywho, that's good because it allows you to visualize your life, which is quite nice. And then I'm gonna go and read Google Reader. I think I've got 120 when I looked a couple of minutes ago. I've got 120 unread news items. And then I'm going to go to my Insta paper, which I'll probably do on my Mac. I'll probably boot my Mac up in a second. I think that was someone filling a kettle. Anyway, check Instapaper, instapaper.org. INSTAPAPER.com. It's a very good site, and I do not know what I would... For example, Facebook doesn't have Instapaper support, and there are constantly links in Facebook, and then there are constantly links in Google Reader and something, and I keep... In Safari, I keep holding down a link, and it comes up and says, would you like to copy this link? Would you like to add it to the bookmark? Would you like to add it to... No, I want to add it to Instapaper. What? This browser doesn't have Instapaper support. What the fuck? Instapaper has, I'm guessing, a very simple API, and Twitterific, which is my iPhone's Twitter client, has Instapaper support. It's fucking brilliant. I mean, it's really quite amazing. If someone tweets something with a link, you select the link and hold it down, and it pops up with a little menu. It's like, would you like to copy the URL? Would you like to copy the text from the tweet? Would you like to copy the URL from the tweet or something? Those kind of things. And then it says add to Instapaper, and it'll add the link to the Instapaper, to your Instapaper account, and then pop up and say, yes, right, we've added it to Instapaper. Click OK, and then get on with your life. And that's what Instapaper is about. Instapaper is read later. It's information that you don't want to read right now, but you do want to read them. And it just collaborates, compiles. Maybe that's the wrong word. But anyway, it makes you a reading material thing. a list of articles, websites, random stuff that you have to get on with. Before Instapaper, I had to go and use Remember the Milk and add a new task and copy the URL into the URL field. And believe me, before iPhone 2, when we didn't have apps, holy shit, that was fucking annoying. Anyway, I'm getting stoned out. I might make another boo later, ranting about the busway and stagecoach. That's if I remember again. I'm Ken Stanner. Have a good evening.